Let's get something out of the way with first. Let's clear it up just before we begin. By morning routines, I don't mean you stumble out of bed, hit the kettle on, put some water in there first, obviously, and pour yourself a cup of coffee. That's not a morning routine. If that's a morning routine, I'm fully behind morning routines, and that pretty much sums up the first 5 minutes of my day. Anyway, by morning routines, and I'm pretty sure we're on the same wavelength anyway, I'm referring to the lengthy, prescriptive, planned, structured, 40-minute long sequences that some people on social media would have you believe are the keys to unlocking progress and success. If that's what we're talking about, then fuck your morning routine. Most of the time, I think people feel like they should have something like that because they realize that they need some degree of structure. They know that they need some sort of plan, some sort of system throughout the week in order to get the most out of it, especially when it comes to training and your nutrition. And so a morning routine is just one way of putting something in place to feel like you are creating structure, that you are being organized, that you are creating accountability. The problem is your morning routine is probably not achieving anything other than making you feel better about having a morning routine. If you are someone who gets huge benefits from guided meditation, mindfulness practices, breath work, then that's absolutely something you can do, and I encourage you to do it. But you don't need to put aside half an hour Monday to Friday in order to get the most out of your week. And in actual fact, a morning routine is not the low-hanging fruit that we should be reaching for, especially given how busy most people are. Chances are you have very little time across the week to get in your training, to cook food from scratch, to pay any attention to your fitness, your physical health and well-being. And so I want you to get the most out of the limited time you have. And that means not spending 30 to 40 minutes Monday to Friday going through a lengthy, I've got to find a better word than routine, but routine, you know what I'm getting at with this. But like I said, I think most of us come to this realization that we need some sort of structure. And that's really what I want to talk about today, because you probably do want, because you definitely want some sort of structure. But there is a fine line between having some systems in place, having a bit of organization in place so that you get the most out of your week, and having a structure and a routine so specific that it's actually quite fragile. Let me give you an example. Your morning routine might take 30, 40 minutes. And you might have a cup of tea in there. You might have some meditation. You might have some gratitude journaling. And that's all well and good. But if in order for your day to be great, you have to have that, first of all, then what happens when you miss your alarm or you forget to hit your alarm? What happens when you travel for work or you find yourself away and you forget to take your journal with you, or you don't have access to your yoga mat where you do your meditation? What happens when your morning routine falls apart? I'll tell you, more often than not, if that's the system you need in place to create structure for your day, for your week, then the rest of your day falls apart, or it just becomes that much harder because all of a sudden you failed at the first hurdle. Now look, that's not a problem, because your morning routine probably doesn't accomplish a huge amount in of itself. But you probably feel like you've already set yourself up for failure the rest of the day. So we want some sort of structure, but we don't want so much structure that it's actually fragile and that any deviation from it creates panic and worry and stress in ourselves. A good structure, a good place to start would be this. On a Sunday, open up your phone, open up your diary, have a look at your working week, have a look at where you've got some social events coming up, where you're spending time with friends or family, and then book in 3 times in the week that are 30 minutes long where you are going to do some form of physical activity. We don't have to worry about what it is yet. It might be the gym. It might be going for a run. And it might be playing some sport on the weekend with your friends. It might be going out cycling with your family. It might be going hiking with your friends. It might be going to a spin class. Doesn't matter what it is so far. But what you need to do is you need to put those three in. And you need to put them at the start of the week so that you've got some structure, so that you're being proactive. So that instead of going, I'll try to get in three gym sessions this week, getting to Saturday and realizing you haven't got any in, you're being proactive and you're saying, I'm going to plan three gym sessions in so that you know when you are doing those things. And that way, if something comes up, you can check your diary and say, no, I'm busy then. You might do them at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning before work, before your family are up. You might do them in the evening on your way back from work, when you've got some free time, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be an hour's long. Half an hour, 45 minutes. Then decide what they're going to be. Create some accountability. For example, if one of them is a gym session, talk to a friend. Arrange to meet up with them. Because you're more likely to go anyway, because you're not going to want let them down, and vice versa. Book in for a spin class, book in for a group session, a class, something along those lines. That structure is going to give you some purpose. It's going to give you some clarity. It's going to give you some accountability without it being too fragile, because you've only got to do one thing. You don't have to accomplish this huge, long laundry list of things. You don't have to do it every day. Same with your nutrition. If you're trying to build up some muscle, improve your strength, get a bit fitter, then we're probably going to want to have a bit more protein in our diets. Most people probably aren't eating enough. Cool, fantastic. We also don't have to cook every meal from scratch, though. Can we create some sort of structure? Really, really simple thing to do. Get yourself some whey protein. If you find the right source, it's actually quite tasty, and it's such a cost effective and time effective way of getting your protein in, and go, cool, I'm just going to have this as a snack once a day. And then it doesn't matter when you have it. You might have it for breakfast if you're running late. You might have it in between lunch and dinner. You might have it in the evening. But either way, you've got a little bit of structure. You've got something to fall back on that's cheap, doesn't take up any time, and you know you're going to have access to. And so this is the main thing I wanted to get across in today's podcast. You don't need a morning routine. And I think more often than not, unless you are someone who has got a boatload of free time on your hands, which, let's be honest, you probably don't. Unless you're that person, a morning routine is just going to eat up into precious time, which you could be doing other things. Now, if there is a really, really important, high impact part of your morning routine, just do that. If you like doing gratitude-based journaling and it takes you 5 minutes, just do that. Just do that. If you like having a stretch in the morning, just do that. You don't need 30, 40, 45 minutes of planned routine every single morning, because when you can't do it, your whole day is going to fall apart, or it's just going to be that little bit harder because you already find yourself on the back foot. But like I said, we do want some sort of structure, because you and I both know what happens if you're left to your own devices and you don't have any sort of plan in place. You're not going to get your workouts done because you don't even know what you're doing for your training sessions, let alone when you're doing them. Your diet, your nutrition, whatever we're calling it, it's going to be okay. But again, we're going to miss key things which can be easily solved and easily addressed. So we know we want some sort of structure. We know that when we go to the gym, we want a training program. Again, we come to the same sort of gray area, if you will. A really, really, really specific, well-tailored training program is fantastic, obviously. But again, just like the morning routine, if you are reliant upon having certain pieces of equipment every single time you go to the gym, then you may want to consider taking a slight step back from that. There are lots of different manufacturers of gym equipment, obviously. Thanks to Aaron, Captain Obvious. If you're reliant upon a particular one because it's the best and it suits you, that's all well and good until you turn up and you don't have access to it, or you turn up and it's been sort of taped over because it needs a bit of maintenance work, or you find yourself in a different gym. So again, having structure within your workouts, fantastic. Having such specific, defined rigidness within your workouts, sometimes that can come to bite us in the ass a little bit. The reality is that it probably doesn't matter this week if you do flat bench press or incline bench press. So if you turn up and the flat benches are all being used, but the incline's free, you can just do incline. If you turn up and you are so insistent upon doing a flat bench that you have to wait 20 minutes for it to be free, and then you miss the last 20 minutes of your workout because you run out of time, that is not as a productive session as if you just done incline press that week. So again, there's a fine line between having structure and having maintaining a degree of flexibility and fluidity with that structure that will allow you to get the most out of your weeks, the most out of your training sessions, and having something that's so rigid, so fragile that it falls apart and impacts you negatively when you can't tick it all off. So that's why you don't need a morning routine. And that's why you also, though, do need some sort of structure. You know you need some sort of structure. If you've been left to your own devices and just floating from week to week and just making shit up as you go along, you know that your workouts aren't as consistent as they should be. You're not training as hard as you should be. You lack motivation. You lack clarity. So we need some sort of structure. But we don't want to go so far that we feel like we've got to live every minute and do every single workout down to the minutia. Because, yeah, that pays off from time to time, but it also comes back to bite us in the ass if we don't have a little bit of flexibility and fluidity around it. So that's something for you to think about. That's today's episode. As always, I try and keep these sort of episodes under 15 minutes. We're 11 minutes, 48 seconds. I'm seeing it on the clock here. So we're way under time, so I've still got a few minutes to ramble anyway. But that's the main point I wanted to get across. Everyone trains better, does better with structure. Just don't let yourself become, you know, a slave to it, so to speak. Give yourself a little bit of wiggle room. Give yourself a little bit of freedom and flexibility, and you'll get so much more out of it. And make sure that what you are planning into your week has a big impact. Going for a long walk today is going to have way more of an impact than doing some stretching and mobility. Going to the gym and training hard is going to do wonders for building muscle, improving your strength, improving your fitness, long-term improving your quality of life, giving you more energy. That's the big bang for your buck stuff that you should be focusing on, not little bits and pieces like electrolyte formulas and supplements and morning routines. You can worry about those when you've got the big rocks in place. Having said that, I almost guarantee that once you've got the big rocks in place, you won't bother with those things anyway because you won't feel like you need them. That's the real trick. To do the stuff that matters so much and so well that you don't feel like you need the little quote-unquote 1%ers anyway, because they don't make any difference at all once you're feeling that way. Anyway, that's a separate topic. We are comfortably under 14 minutes. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed my podcast, leave me a positive review on Apple Podcasts. Share it on your Instagram. If you've got any questions or queries for the podcast, then get in touch.